I know the rules of life, and I know people, because I'm very good at observation.
I'm a character. You're a fucking asshole.
You're listening to the Loose News Podcast with Ian Lazarus and Brian Golden.
You'd be surprised. I'm never surprised.
You'd be surprised.
You'd be surprised.
You'd be surprised about being surprised.
The shoes is going to be bonkers.
Hey, here we are on the Loose News Podcast again, everybody.
Yeah, yeah.
Very special episode.
It's pretty cool.
A lot of people in the studio tonight.
Yeah, packed house. Full house.
Full house. We have, I guess we should just start off by introducing everybody.
Go around the room.
First of all, we have returning guest and good friend of the show, Shannon Cook.
Hey-o.
Hello.
Why am I overdrive? See, I spend the first, hour of every show complaining about the fucking...
The levels again with you.
Check. Okay, oh, good. Well, here we are. So I'm here. I'm using this a different microphone than I usually use, so it's a little foreign. And then our next guest, someone that I wanted to have on, a good friend of mine for a long time. Then I heard something about him that I said, you know what? We got to have him on. We got to have this guy on. This guy is...
It's interesting.
He's a heavy hitter.
Ooh.
He's a heavy hitter. He's a good friend.
He's got a badass voice, too. He's close to yours.
Is it really close to you, I think?
It's close.
Big show.
Badass.
I just needed a horrible tattoo of matzah on my belly button, and we're good to go.
They're all about that bass.
It's all about.
So it's a man's man. He's in the comedy world. He's in the heavy metal world. He's in the wrestling world. We have Cal with us, everybody.
Cal,
how the hell are you?
So cool.
And I guess we can get to our other guest in a second. Should we get right into it?
You
what
go
do you
right
think?
Into it.
Should we just skip the the
well,
foreplay?
Let's first explain why we're here.
So I got a text from Cal maybe 2 weeks ago that says, "Has anybody told you?"
That's a good setup.
Yes.
Just like,
what was your response back?
I said something like, "Well, maybe, but what the fuck are you talking? What?"
Oh.
And then he said something to the effect of, "It's about me." I'm like, "I don't think so." So then I think he was just so sure that this. What I guess some would consider a revelation would have gotten back to me. So, Cal, can you remember exactly how you phrased what you told me?
I think I just told you straight up that I was with a tranny.
I think he said something to the effect of, I'm with a tranny.
There you go.
And I think at that point, I was like, okay, you had a night. You had a fun night. I'm sure it was interesting. I'd love to hear all about it.
Mm.
Send me some pictures.
There you go.
Which he did. Very pretty.
Nice.
And then, as I peeled the onion back more and talked with Shannon, who of course associates with Cal quite a bit, it turns out that it's actually what seems to be a monogamous relationship. Correct?
Yes. Yeah. What? 7 months now.
Seven months.
Wow.
The onion blossom.
Now, in the tranny world, that's like 6 years, right?
You'd have to ask RuPaul that. I don't know.
But, again, and that word, I'm not sure if that word's offensive, and this is, I want to get into that a little bit because
I'm fucking offended
before we came. No, you, I don't care about you. You're living, You're living.
I'm keeping it kosher.
You're
there you go.
But our other guest is Ryan's. Now, what are we going to call your significant other? Cal?
It.
This kid.
This kid.
This kid over here.
Everybody, this is Ryan. Say hello to Ryan.
Woo!
Hi. Hi, how are you?
He's here.
And now, I got to say, not that I have a ton of experience in this realm. I mean, somewhat, but you seem pretty laid back. To the labels. People seem very uptight about what I'm classified as, what you call me, what I identify as. Why do you seem so chill with all this?
Well, I mean, from the time I really came out of the womb, I always kind of just identified more with women and what, women would go through. And, I don't know, and, I've always been a bit more feminine, so everyone would say, oh, well, you run like a girl, you do this like a girl. It's like, yeah, and so fucking what, girl,
Good for you.
Oh, there you go.
So I guess what you're saying, I know a good amount of gay dudes, and is there a difference between, they all ran like girls, and they all went through that, but do you identify more as a female?
I know, I have a dick, but You know, I identify more definitely as a female than a male. I would say that's what I feel. You know, I do have, still feel like I have some male traits, but it's, you know, but then again, girls can do anything that a guy can.
That's true.
So it.
Some would say better.
Yeah, exactly. You know, I'd say watching it grow up, that most of the women in my life did things better than most of the men in my life. They carried themselves better. They were healthier. They outlived them. You know, I have my.
You should tell them about the chick you fingered.
Oh God!
Oh,
all right.
Oh, wait, okay. Yep,
now it's getting juicy.
That's for later.
Really.
But yeah. So it's just, you know, it's like I said. You know, it's I identify more as a female, but you know, I see male. What if you were going by a society gender guideline that I have some male traits? You know,
don't we all?
Yeah, exactly. You know, don't you have a dick in between your legs, Shannon?
It's a little one. It hardly counts.
Right. Some might call it a clit.
Enlarged clitoris.
So then, okay. So here's again where. So to me, some of this was, I guess, not what I'd expect. Because Cal, to know Cal, to look at Cal is a very burly, manly, bearded
bouncer
what, looking. Yeah. He looks like Cactus Jack.
All right. There's, you know, a little bit of that.
So, Cal, I guess, first of all, where did you guys meet? How did this whole thing start?
That's a good question.
Thanks, Ryan.
Social media, baby. Fucking, oh, wow. Instagram.
So, shoot. Okay, well, what exactly transpired to bring this about?
I don't know. I was on Instagram, and somehow he showed up in my feed, and I said, you know what?
No pun intended.
I think I'm going to stick that in his butt. I'm going to stick it in his butt.
Wait a minute. Okay.
Wow. So, no, this is hot as that.
Now, so when you saw, I guess, pictures...
Yeah.
So you're looking at pictures of a guy, or was it dressed as a female at this point?
Your photos definitely came off very feminine. You know, I mean, Shannon, you guys are following each other on Instagram.
We do, everywhere, all through the town.
That, right, right. You hold each other by the clitoris. It's all, it's a wonderful
beautiful
thing.
Actually, I have a penis piercing, and it's a...
It hooks right on.
It's hooked on. She has a piercing. And
I've got a stud, so it's just like
we attach.
Perfect. It's like hooking a toe hitch.
Just pretend this is my penis and just make sure you keep talking.
Oh, that's
you got to swallow it. You got to eat the mic.
Wow. Nice. I don't think my mouth is big enough.
I'm hung like a belly button, but just pretend
it's so, belly okay, button. So now, okay. I guess so then you made the first move. You contacted Ryan?
Actually, he was just, he was a bit of a... Not a creep. It was to be completely honest, it was sweet, and that totally, like, he might fucking kill you, but it's kind of right. Cute.
If so, you were in high school, he'd know where your locker was.
Exactly. Oh, wow. And he'd probably put a dead rat or like a fucking baby head in it. But he followed me. He liked a couple photos, which I was like, oh, wow, you know, what a attractive fucking guy. And then I go on and I'm like, all right, well, he has a kid. All right, well, and, you know, and then I'm like, oh, well, I'm not going to be one of those creepy guys and just be like, hey, I think you are very attractive. And him be like, oh, no, I'm too macho for this, and I'm going to call you a faggot and this and that, you know. So I was just like, you know, I'm going to play it safe. And then he liked another one of my photos, which was
now
deeper.
Now it's a trend.
It was getting deeper into the Instagram. So I knew he was really, like, going through. And
right.
I was like, oh, God, he really wants to fucking kill me.
And, not even fuck me yet. Just kill me. Yeah.
He wants to
fucking throat.
Well, I don't know. Maybe he wants to fuck me with a knife.
Damn.
I mean, but he... I've
don't knock it.
Don't knock it until you try it.
Course reference.
We gotta get the mic. Okay, so now, okay, so we're at this point. So Cal, if I may, and listeners at home, we're kind of sharing four mics amongst five people. We'll do the best we can. So now, at this point, you're liking these pictures. Was there a sexual attraction?
Yeah.
So okay.
Yeah. Why else does someone like someone
That's
else's
true.
Instagram
no
picture?
No wonder I never like Shannon's pictures. But anyway,
as my fiance likes to say, all those likes are going to lead to a poke.
So now, okay. So now you went into this as a heterosexual man, as far as I know. Is that correct?
No. I don't know if I'm bi or whatever the fuck it is. I was with a similar type of person when I was like 16 years old. You know, it didn't work out, and then I, you know, had fun eating pussy in between there, and then.
So you like chicks?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, like them all. Okay, I guess so.
I'd like your dog if it was here bending over. I'd wow. like, you know.
That might be a stretch.
Oh, come on.
But,
come on, bring in the dog.
Nothing some peanut butter and matzo can't cure, buddy.
That's like Johnny Hollywood's act he's doing now.
It is.
We have a friend Hollywood that has that in his act. Very I similar. Think he might have done that.
Oh, I just fucking stole his gimmick.
Sorry, Hollywood.
Wow, so okay. I guess, was that something that people knew? Was that something that you kept kind of secret? That you
absolutely. I don't know. You know, I had some fucked up shit happen to me. I don't know where the fuck. I don't. You know, it's just what my brain is telling me is right. You know, I can't fucking control what I'm fucking.
But good for you, because you know what? There's plenty of people that I think have feelings that they can't explain or they don't want to explore, and they become hateful. They become self-hateful.
Well, I'm 30 years old. I can't fuck. You know, life is too short. I can't fucking worry about this shit anymore. And if this one fucking little thing is going to prevent you from talking to me or whatever, working with me, what have you, then you got the fucking problem.
Good for
you know,
you.
Sure. I lived my whole life in fear with this fucking bullshit. I tried to bury it, and it, you know, you just mentally, you can't fucking fix it, man. It's just, it's there. It's always been there. I don't know why. I can't fucking explain it. Was it because I was fucking sodomized at 7 years old? I don't know. Was I born with it? I don't fucking know. But I can't live life anymore being fucking miserable. I got to do what works for me and my kid.
Amen.
Yeah. Yes. Hallelujah to that, man. That's...
And it, you know, it's kind of cool that he didn't say I'm 50 or 60. 30 years old isn't old. And that's good that you've actually not wasted years of your life living in... unnecessary strife and turmoil, right?
True.
No, congratulations on that, because if you think about all the people that struggle with that for twice as long as you have before they decide to embrace it, and then there's other people that they wrestle with that always, and like Ian said before, they become, you know, antagonistic to that because it resonates too deeply. And I think that that's just such a wonderful statement that young age.
Even people come up to me all the time who are aware of the situation. They're like, man, you know, a couple of years ago, you always looked so fucking miserable, man. You know, I wasn't being me. I was always trying to cover it up to fucking be some fucking horse shit that I'm not, you know? And again, I can't control it. Sorry, I don't know what the fuck to tell you, you know?
And it's funny that you said that. I've been friends with Cal for a little over a year now, and we follow each other on Instagram. And the first thing I said when I was looking at the pictures on Ryan's Instagram was the pictures with you and he. I turned to who I was with, and I was like, I've never seen Cal's eyes just like twinkle like that. Like, you look like you are being genuinely you and having a good time. And I never saw that before that.
Right. And I'm, you know, it's not like anything's changed. I'm still the same old dirty motherfucker
I was. Piece of shit, right?
I still finger my belly button. I still fucking rub smegma all over my salad before I eat it.
Don't let this class you up, man.
You know, I mean, seriously, go fuck yourself if you can't fucking handle this shit. Cause I'm not living for you, I'm living for
now,
me.
I guess, would you be... See, I don't know. If you're going to, I guess, be with genetically a man, for all, you know, is it going to have to be a man that's feminine, that maybe is transitioning, or can you be with a man?
No, I'm into the sissy bitches. That's just, you know, I'm into the feminine little skanky bitches. You know...
Because I asked him outside a couple days ago, like, would you fuck me? He's like, no.
That was the best moment of this entire thing.
Yeah, absolutely.
He's too manly.
Yeah.
I believe this is how it went. Ian's like, well, then would you fuck me? Cal's like, nah.
Hell no.
Damn.
Nah, brother.
And then Ian, like, not what I, you know, persists.
Yeah.
Like, and come he's on. Like, he's please. Like, why?
What did I do?
Whatever, dude.
Yeah, well, give me a reason. And Cal's like, he motions to Ian's face and he goes,
"Look at it.
I just I don't like this.
In my eye, there's only room for one motherfucking dude in the relationship. Whether, you know, if he's got a dick, a cunt, an asshole, whatever. I don't, you know, I'm the man. You're the bitch.
Oh, wow.
I'm sorry.
Okay. Relationships are always full of dicks, cunts, and assholes, I find.
Right. Yeah, and for me, it's like all this is just one less hole to work with. What's the fucking big deal?
Yeah, and ironically, you landed yourself all the same holes that most guys are bothering their female counterparts for anyway. So you really just skipped.
That is true.
You skipped the most important step. You're like, I don't have to ask for oral or anal because those are my only options. You've got the sweet spot right now, you know?
I fucking score. Big.
It's all about perspective.
True.
But, okay, so then if you're the man, then obviously you don't interact with the penis. Or do you? Or do you not want to talk about it?
I mean, I'll talk. I mean, look, it's been 7 months. I have to fucking fiddle with it now and then. You know what I mean? You just give it a little tap and what have you.
Because the way I see it, I'm not sure. Listen, whatever. Who knows what's real and what's not? If there's a dick, if I'm dating a person with a penis for 7 months, eventually I'm going to suck it.
Right.
That's just me.
It would not take that long, I assure you.
I know it wouldn't take that long. And listen, I was...
I've had to do it. I mean, what is it? I mean, what the fuck? What do you expect? Yeah. I can't just let him give me the hiney hole and the dick for you know.
Please.
Go ahead.
All right, not for anything, but I've known. I know many of friends that have Grindr, and a lot of those men are fucking like straight, fucking like. Guys that I went to fucking high school with.
That are living a straight life.
Yeah, and it's just like, you know, the people that are like, oh, fuck those faggots, you know. It's just like, yeah, and you're looking for a non-fat power bottom you can host. Oh, that's great. You don't want gay fat, but you want power bottom.
Oh.
And they can host usually, which is the funniest part because it's just like
these were all the same requests I used to get on dating sites. To be fair,
because men are gross. Listen, men are disgusting.
Oh my god!
So
yeah.
I can only imagine. I have friends that are gay. I've been to gay bars, and I got a glimpse. I'm nothing special, but I got a glimpse of what women at regular bars go through with the way I was looked at, and I didn't like it.
You didn't like it?
Like where you'd say to a woman, "Oh, it's flattering." It's not always. It's. I don't even, it wasn't threatening. It just, I didn't feel good being like put under a microscope and being sort of gawked at. Ryan Dalton, have you ever been gawked at by a man?
Yeah.
And?
It's cool.
So after you fucked him, what happened?
What? After I what?
After you fucked him.
I did not. Okay. I'm with my lady.
As a side note, you know, normally
that would be cheating.
The word fag here is normally reserved to Ryan Dalton's hat. So
yeah, he's rude.
It's nice to have that word mean something different.
Ryan's hat is still the gayest thing in this room.
Damn.
So, okay. Your lady. Very rude. Go ahead. Your lady.
We went there after a show, and we didn't know until we're like looking around and we're like, mm-hmm. There's all dudes in here. And I'm like, oh, all right. And then we saw dudes like making out in the corner. We're like, oh, I think this is like a gay bar. And then, you know, we were like, oh, this is pretty cool. You know, everyone was very friendly. Maybe my hat did mesh me in where they thought, you know, not really 100% sure.
And the John Cena shirt.
And the John Cena shirt with a half naked man on my shirt. But then my one buddy, you know, after a while, he was like, he was getting grilled. One guy seemed to have really liked my one buddy. And he was like, do you mind if, you know, we head out? And I'm like, why? He's like, because that guy's like, the dude was like, kind of like in the corner pocket. Really? And I'm like, why? He was like, the dude's looking at me. And I'm like, all right, so what? He's like, I feel his eyes are inside me. And I'm like, oh, okay. Well, that's pretty weird. But all right, we can bounce after the beer.
Was not, you
know,
the
if
only
the eyes
thing
are inside you. I know he wanted to go in and out. It's pretty cool. But yeah, so that was my only experience on that note.
I went to Primetime here in Highland, and my friend was in a thing where he was doing suddenly Seymour. He was Seymour singing with Audrey, a drag. I don't know what the terms are with a guy dressed.
They were
doing
Little Shop of Horrors.
It's a PC now with a drag queen, and.
Was this
like karaoke?
It was not karaoke. They had a performance at the gay bar.
Was it the whole play or just that song?
No, just that song.
Okay, just
it was a drag performance.
You know, my friend was the guy dressed like Seymour. He was kind of short and nerdy. In fact, he's the one that called in on that episode that we never aired.
Oh, okay.
So Which we
He's awesome.
He's awesome.
He's a really funny guy.
Fuck him till you notice me.
Yeah.
So
we should give him that question.
Yeah, but okay. So anyway, long story short. So I'm in the bathroom. I'm there to see my friend Chris sing, and this guy's like at the urinal with me, and he said, "Do you mind if I look at your dick?" And I was like, "Well, no, but I wish you wouldn't have asked because now I'm kind of cognizant of it. So it's better if you just did it."
And
it was fine. He did or didn't, and then we left. And then a few minutes later, I'm hanging out with my buddy Chris.
It's pretty cool.
And then like he turns me around and says, "I want you to meet my friend who's going to be playing Audrey." And it was the guy who wanted to see my dick. So I was like, "No, we met. We're fine. Thank you."
He said, "I want to see it." That nonchalant.
He said, "Can I stare at it or something like that?"
Stare at it.
While you peeing.
While I was peeing. Oof. I mean, but that's one thing. Like, I almost wish in a way that I was gay because like it'd just be nice to have two like dudes that just want to fuck a lot, right? Am I wrong in assuming that that's dudes are still dudes, right?
It's, you know, I would imagine the game might be a little easier. I would imagine if I had a kick game to dudes, I might be able to get a higher number. I don't know.
The libido and sex drive is definitely
higher.
Definitely there.
Now, of course, you're 19, so you know you're a junior here. But I would imagine two dudes must be awesome.
And it's the two separate sexual peaks of like 19 and 30.
It's true.
This is so romantic.
It's pretty nice.
Really,
we got a candle here.
It's weird because like I kind of respectfully wanted to get into like down and dirty, like the things Diane Sawyer couldn't ask Caitlyn Jenner. But now I feel like this is too cute and romantic.
No, this is like Lady and the Tramp right now. What's the dynamic having a child involved and kind of how have you framed
it? You're asking for a friend.
Yes, absolutely.
I mean, for me, I was a little concerned. But after a while, I mean, I'm dealing with a, you know, pretty shitty mom situation. So, you know, I introduced her. And I mean, there's still a little confusion there. She's only 5 years old, but she's happy. Does everything pretty much a mother would do. You know, so I think, I think she's going along good. You know, it's just trying to clear everything up for her. But, you know, she's not really asking much either. She's just going with the flow. And she's been used to, you know, shitty chicks fucking walking out on us. So it is what it is. You know, now I fucking have a complete family and I'm fucking...
Oh, that's so
I'm
awesome.
Digging it.
Boom. Very heartwarming.
I mean, she definitely, kids are very smart. I mean, there is the natural confusion, but she sees the happiness that she would see with anyone that he was with formally. So she really realizes, you know, what it is. I mean, she calls me stepdad, you know. All right. You know, we have that relationship that, That I was trying to achieve.
Although she did love having you as mommy for a day when you chicked it out for me on my birthday.
Wow!
Oh yeah, that was a good dress.
All right, so it's like a rare occasion.
Yeah, that was a tight ass.
The dress is a rare occasion. Is that when you're spicing things up, like the lady throws on lingerie?
Sounds like Ryan uses the dress as a weapon.
Is that the weapon? Because then he's useless against your powers.
I look damn good in a dress.
The dress goes on, the gloves singular. Come off. That's pretty badass.
Cal just said off mic, when the dress comes on, the gloves come off.
Wow.
That might be the name of the episode.
I know.
No, absolutely.
I think that's
trademark.
That deserves
that right
to be
away.
On a t-shirt, I feel.
Exactly.
It should be on a t-shirt. But let me throw in a non sequitur here. Cal is wearing a shirt for a band called Anal Blast, which, by the way, has a whole new meaning for me now that he wears that. But
wow.
It says Anal Blast, and it's a picture of a...
What is he blasting
like
through
kind
an
of
ass?
Clown that's now eating...
Menstrual munchies.
Oh, wow.
Menstrual munchies. Like, it's a picture of a... And I can put this on the Loose News page of a...
You really have to.
Of a male... face covered in blood with a like torn up bleeding vagina on the front, and the back is worse than the front. And then to come back,
and he's got a bloody tampon in his hand, too.
I didn't even see that.
Oh, menstrual.
Oh, yeah, there it is. There it is. He didn't even fuck around. And then
you've got pull it right out with your teeth,
not even alcohol soaked or anything.
John Decker actually
and then his lovely partner Ryan has a Tony Bennett Lady Gaga shirt on. So this is just a perfect juxtaposition.
It's the opposites attract, I believe. Are you two like opposites? Are you saying like on the what you like watching, what you like doing?
I mean, we do have a lot of middle ground that...
Both wrestling fans.
Well, I mean, both we are both wrestling fans. Right, that's bad. I've got them into... I'm sorry, I got to blow up your spot. I got them into the show Maud with B. Arthur.
Yes!
Wow.
Oh my God. That is the best piece of information I could have gotten.
I've made him watch... Golden Girls.
Oh my God.
Moore.
You don't make anybody watch Golden Girls.
I watch Golden Girls every night before I go to bed because of the lady.
Oh, you've enjoyed it though.
Golden Girls
you've
is legitimately.
Cool. I mean, and anyone. I mean, made him sit through The Nanny, which I'm sorry about.
If I sit through The Nanny, how come you can't sit through a fucking goat whore song? That's my fucking
wall. I can.
Most people bullshit.
I mean, I've got him into a. Like, I've shown him some shows.
If I can watch Maud, you can listen to Anal Cunt.
That's fair.
The fuck?
I mean, yeah.
Cal, I'll tell you what. You choose any song you want. Email it to me, and we'll end the episode with it. So any perfect song you want at the end of this episode, we will expose to our audience.
Infant Annihilator. I'll get you the tip.
Infant Annihilator. Wow. By what band?
That's the band.
And what are you picking? Okay, so the band will be called...
song, I'll get it to you.
Infant get it to you. Annihilator.
That's right. Fantastic.
We bring that shit correct here.
Wow. I love how Golden Girls are in your life, too. I thought that was alone on that one.
I have a fucking series on DVD at home.
So do I.
Of course I do.
Who's your favorite old woman?
My favorite old woman, like... Yeah.
From the show?
On the Golden Girls? I was about to be like, old actresses?
Nope, your favorite character.
Favorite character is probably...
Is it Blanche, that dirty woman?
I actually...
I'd like to go down on Rose.
It would have to be either... Blanche or Sophia. It's definitely a little bit more of Blanche because, unfortunately, that's how I she reminds me a lot of myself at a young teenage.
Wow. The Golden Girl reminds you of a younger you. That's pretty
cool. Unfortunately, it's the same thing when I get down to Sex and the City because I unfortunately had to identify with Samantha. Wow. I couldn't be a Carrie, but it's okay. I couldn't be a Dorothy either, so why not?
What do you think?
Bottle did you drink?
I don't know. I did put a lot in here, and I haven't drank
so
in a
Cal's
while.
So Cal's not just the man. He's also the daddy. So he has to, you know, make sure that...
You seem like a big old sugar bear.
Am I?
He'll still kick the fuck out of
I know.
All of us.
Oh, no, absolutely.
I still feel like he might hurt us.
I'm feeling very
that's
Game
my
of
favorite
Thrones.
Part about Cal.
Put armor on him, and he'll kill everybody in the room. You know, that's what I'm feeling right now. He is the protector of a castle.
Slip my mother a roofie and call it a night. I love you, Ma.
Wherever you are.
Wherever you are.
So well, if she's roofy, she's right where you left her.
Fair. So have either of your parents met the other or?
Not yet. Like I said, when I first told my dad, he compared us to, compared the situation to chickens, fucking chickens.
Fucking what chickens. Connection.
No. He was, I guess you're. What they met your mom or some? You want to go
wait,
in?
Wait, what does he mean by that though? What he just called you unnatural? What is he saying?
Like it's the equivalent of fucking a chicken?
It makes no sense to him.
Oh, like you fucking
the situation is
I thought he called them both chickens. Like okay, well that's
No. He compared it to me fucking
but
a chicken.
But was he filled with like hate about it, or was he more just what was his tone?
I you know what? I honestly think the first situation I had with a somewhat trans person.
Oh, so he wasn't shocked by this.
He wasn't shocked, but in his mind, that kid was a little wacko. So he, in his mind, all homosexuals were fucking just maniacs and wanted nothing to do with him.
Hmm. Interesting.
Interesting, right? I don't give a fuck.
And I'm sorry it's so fucking hot in here to everybody. That's just how it is.
Steamy.
It's all right. I got my relatives in the ashtray. It's okay.
That's a Holocaust joke, everybody.
Yes. Oh. Yes.
Fucking A.
How's your taint, Shannon? Is it sweaty?
It is so sweaty. For a second, I thought I was like legit excited when we were talking about how romantic this was. I was like, oh, I'm a little wet. And then I was like, no, that's just straight.
Yeah, I thought I was pre-coming, but it's just my sweaty ball bag.
I'm sweaty as fuck. I powdered. I even like... extra powder. I knew it was going to be an oven up in here, so my balls are dry, but everything around it is soaking wet.
It's just
wet.
A paste now.
Exactly.
Like, I'm definitely now scrape that off with a butter knife later and put it on a matzo cracker.
Wow. He's got some zingers. God. I like it.
I know it's a shocker to the world. The whole world is wondering what the fuck.
You know,
it's the ultimate. It's a literal shocker. Right. It's like getting two in the goo, one in the poo. Like, well, but information.
Except they're all in the poo.
That's true. Three fingers.
It all ends with shit dick.
And, but I think it really comes down to, look, it's 2015. We all are, at least anyone I roll with is progressive. It's just you and knowing you and what you look like and how you are, how you act. I just, for me, it makes sense now, but I don't think I would have expected. So that's more, I'm not trying to come off, like I said, like some kind of fucking ignorant moron, but.
Right.
I think you said it yourself. You kind of portrayed yourself in a certain way that you didn't let on.
Right. You know, I just, like I said, repression, fucking, you know, I just tried to bury it. And I just couldn't anymore. I was fucking miserable. And just, why? I'm fucking 30. I got a kid to worry about. I got to be happy at the same fucking time in order for her to be happy.
I wasn't surprised. You know? I feel like I knew.
Yeah? Well, that's because you saw him at the one show I did.
Well, before that, I knew. Because
what were the signs?
You never tried to hit on me. So I was like, oh, gay.
Oh, okay.
Oh, is that how it goes? So the only
people completely.
That don't hit on you are gay?
Yes.
No other man can resist your feminine.
I mean, it's the only explanation, Ian. When someone doesn't, I just assume they are taken or gay.
Fair enough.
So that's how I knew.
Makes sense.
I was more surprised to find out Cal was 30.
But see, you know, I'm usually oblivious to shit when you know, people, you know, like women or something, I want to hook up with you or whatever. It usually takes me forever to fucking catch on to that shit. I don't know why, but usually takes somebody, hey, look, that chick wants you to eat her pussy. All right, well, let's go back to my house. Just don't fart on my face like the last one.
Wow.
That would turn me off to women, too, I guess.
I'm not a fan.
You know what, though? I'll be honest. Somebody that knew you from your past told me he's gay. Like, I knew him in high school. He's gay. And I was like, okay. Like, and it actually sounded very credible. So at that point, I'm like, okay, he's probably gay.
Right. Well, you know, there are a couple people out there who...
First of all, I think he's gay, too, and he's hiding it, but that's another whole story.
I vouch for that.
I think I know exactly who you're talking about, too.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, there's just people out there who might have remembered my first experience in this whatever. you know, but I just feel like, look, if you really got to take that much time out of your day to fucking exploit somebody else, you really got to look at yourself in the mirror, pal.
That's right.
And, yep.
You know.
Yeah, you're speaking nothing but the truth. You're badass.
Let's be fucking realistic, man. I mean, worry about your own goddamn self. Pay your fucking mortgage. Pay your fucking car loan. Take care of yourself. Don't
worry about your own life.
Don't worry about what the fuck I'm doing, because all I'm doing is trying to put food on the table for my fucking kid. So suck my dick.
It seems like...
That guy probably would.
Oh, he probably would. The probably fucking would. Closeted David, fucking ass? Queer.
Right.
So
see now in my eyes, that's the true fucking epitome of a fucking faggot right there.
Ryan?
What? No.
Oh my god!
No.
You should have seen the look. I wish this was video so people could see the look on Dalton's face right now.
No, you know the kid you're using as an example. That's the fucking true faggot right there.
I've never used faggot as a term that was like derogatory against homosexuals. It's almost like Louis C.K.'s bit. It's like,
I don't even use it as a derogatory towards homosexuals. It's just, if you're a faggot, you're a fucking idiot faggot.
Right. But I do understand that there are very hurtful, deep meanings to that you have to respect.
It's like so many other words. It depends on who's saying it to you, how they're saying it, the whole context.
And if they're fucking you at the time they're saying it.
Yeah.
I mean, to me, it was always just like, because as I grew up, everyone knew. I never had to come out, per se, because everyone knew. It's just like, oh, yeah, he's fucking gay. And it's like, oh, I could tell. Came down here fucking skipping and shit. And, you know, so everyone was like, oh, well, yeah, fuck you, you fucking faggot. And it's just
you
like,
never had that.
What?
You did have that or did not have that?
What did
people that were like
saying terrible things?
You
of course people bullied me. That was half all of middle school and most of high school, and then I mean, which unfortunately, middle school was definitely a horrible time.
So were you outwardly, I guess, gay in middle school? You said it was obvious. Whatever.
Yeah.
You were a gay kid.
Yeah.
In middle school. Wow.
I always knew that I was. That I liked men, while all the other kids were like, "Oh, she's cute," you know, the little like cute little kindergarten thing. I was like, "Oh yeah, he's cute too."
Nice.
And you know, it was just I mean, I didn't really have much friends, per se, growing up. But then, like, as I came into it, everyone kind of respected me. Slowly but surely, in a way. But I, there was a lot of people that did try to, like, put me down. And, I mean, once I got to 7th grade, my one grandpa died. And I started getting really badly into pills for a while. And I developed an eating disorder, which that went on until... like about like a 10th grade and missed a lot of school. Jesus. But then it just, you know, I got to the point where it was like, once high school came around, it was like, fuck you, faggot. It's like, yeah, if you're going to fucking insult me, come up with a better insult than faggot. Because, you know, if that's the best you can do, it's like, oh, yeah, you're a fucking faggot. Yeah, and your mother's a goddamn whore. You want to point out other shit that's obvious?
You're bad at math.
Yeah.
It goes along the same train of thought that Cal was saying. People that want to judge others, it's like you're so miserable and unsettled and uncomfortable in your own life that to make yourself feel better in a certain moment, exactly. You have to make somebody else feel like shit. It goes on. It never stops.
Because it was always, because I was, at first, you know, I was a fat kid, and so... I was always fat growing up, so it was always the fat and gay thing. And then that's basically why I developed the eating disorder, because it was just like... I started first after lunch in middle school. I would go into the bathroom and regurgitate everything. Then I would just pretend to eat it, and then it got to the point where I was on the pills there. I didn't even feel hungry, and I would go days without sleeping, without eating... When I did eat, I wouldn't be able to keep it down, so I got very skinny, which then people started to notice me, which then people took advantage of me, which, you know...
What do you mean?
Like, they would, you know, it's like, bunch of fucking sweet-talking assholes, and then it's like, oh, yeah, I got a blowjob on it. Bye.
In high school?
If I, yeah. It started in eighth grade, really. Then fucking really high school. I mean, when it comes to the whole men are assholes thing that you brought up earlier, yeah, they fucking, no matter if they're fucking gay, if they're straight, everyone fucking can be an asshole, but men, if they're gay or straight, they,
you know, I think,
preach.
I think it's some ways, like, beyond other things, because men have like alpha male shit and but beyond that, see, for me as a man, I think my downfall is my dick. So I think for me, like...
Your cock does the thinking.
My cock does all the thinking.
And sometimes it's not always 80%? A bad thing.
So have you ever been with a woman?
That's a good one. I wanted to think of.
Not really, per se. There was a... Well, I wasn't dating. That was a thing.
You fingered a chick?
That was like... Yeah, it was just at my house. It was just like... She wanted it. I was really fucked up. And I was just really bored. So I was like, oh, yeah, okay, fine, whatever. And I got her off. But the whole time, I was just like, oh, Jesus Christ, this is so fucking boring. Like, what the fuck?
And were you grossed out or disgusted by the vagina itself?
No, I mean, I can admire the feet and, like, nudity. And, like, a woman's body, it's just, I don't want to fuck you. Like, I don't think you're sexually attractive. Your body is attractive, but I don't find it sexually appealing. So.
Don't lie. You want to plow her right in the cunt.
Who's her?
No.
Who are we talking about?
Is there somebody?
My grandmother.
Oh. Grandma.
Now it's awful.
Grandma Boudet.
So, I guess... at one point, I mean, I don't know how these... Look, this is, again, I feel like I have to clarify how ignorant I am, but at some point, do you think you'll become a woman? Are you going to go through a surgery or some kind of full transition?
I mean, being I don't go... I mean, I do identify more so as a woman than anything. I also don't, you know, dress by gender guidelines, so I'm comfortable wearing something that a boy would wear and that a woman wouldn't. And, you know, that's how I dress, per se. I, you know, do the woman shirt, woman pants, boy, you know, and it's just
kind of like Shannon.
Mm-hmm.
It's,
I am a gay man trapped in a woman's body. With I've always felt this. Oh,
yes. Which I would.
The biggest.
I would if I could. But I would. I mean, for now, I'm definitely comfortable in the skin that I'm in. Being, I do what I do. Maybe it will get to that point where I'm just like, you know what, I don't want to have, you know, this. I want to have the full thing.
The full experience.
Yeah, but...
The deluxe package.
Hmm.
But, I mean, for right.
But if you, like magic wand right now.
We could zap you.
Could sprinkle over your head a magic wand. Tomorrow morning you wake up as a woman, would you take that?
Yeah.
Yeah, but see, but then he wouldn't want that, though.
Wait, but no, of course he'd want that.
If he became a full-fledged...
Would you still be together if he was a she?
Oh, absolutely.
All right, so yeah. It's a personality. It's nothing to do with the body.
You fell in love with the person.
The person. You know, I told Cal this also. My mom, I'm sure it's come up on this podcast. My mom's a lesbian. I'm sure it's come up. But one thing I said, I think you were there as well, is that she'd been with the same woman now for about probably 25, going on maybe 30 years. And the woman that she's with claims, like, I fell in love with your mother. I've never been with a woman before. I don't fancy myself gay or a lesbian. I fancy myself in love with your mother, the person. So I can completely relate to what you're saying, you know, or your state of falling in love with an entity rather than...
The Anne Heche.
Right.
Anne Heche was only gay with Ellen DeGeneres. That's correct.
Huh. So if Kylie, your wife,
yeah.
we sprinkled her with that dust, and she's now a dude, that's your baby.
I don't
want to
fuck her now. I mean, no, I don't know. If my wife became a man, would I still be like what?
That's still her. You're still married. You're still married. You're still in love.
Do you love your wife enough as a human being that even if she were to become a man, you would still be in love with her as an entity?
I'd be married to a man, and I'd be fucking a lot of bitches on the side. So yes, I'd still want to have sex.
Why?
With women.
Why would that give you the free pass to a
boom?
Well, I do it anyway. So oh, it's just Jesus. Like, you know, I'm just
be like, I need the vagina. That would be your perfect excuse.
I mean, there's nothing that I love on earth more than women. There's nothing. My kids aside, and my wife, whatever. But I mean, like, I'm not a car guy. I'm not into whatever.
I'm
a fucking pussy guy.
Okay.
Anyway, that's enough about me, though.
A collector.
This ain't the Ian Lazarus hour.
All right. Well, we're sprinkling it everywhere.
So he's fingered a girl. I've been with a guy, but I was, you know, too young to remember, so whatever.
Sweet.
Ryan, have you ever had anything? I think I've asked you before. You've had nothing remotely close to either molestation, incest, gay, anything.
No.
You ever kiss a guy on the lips?
No.
Will you kiss me right now?
Oh, we shared
just
a fry.
Just for the sake of this show, why don't
oh,
we kiss?
Oh, wow. Is that going to be our little thing today? I think that should happen.
Let me kiss you on the mouth, Ryan.
This is what I'm getting from you.
You're not a piece of shit if you bleach your asshole. Do you bleach your asshole?
There's no way you bleach
your asshole. He's the coolest voice I've ever heard in my life.
No.
It growls at why? The end of it.
Because I'm too crunchy to put bleach anywhere
body. She's too organic.
I wouldn't use bleach.
Too organic for
Do you know what that does to your lymphatic system?
I know what it did to my foreskin. Fucking sizzled.
You're circumcised. You're a Jew.
That doesn't mean I didn't... why would I get rid of my foreskin?
So you have a foreskin.
Well, I'm cut, but I still have a foreskin.
What is that? Wait a minute.
I keep it under my
pillow.
A lot of people get a semi-circ
where there's still just a little bit.
Ryan's shaking
his movable.
He can verify this. He doesn't have a foreskin.
Does he not know what a foreskin is, evidently?
Well, no.
Is that a turn-off? You know.
Hold on. Please.
It's almost an everyday thing where I will hear something about... He'll make jokes about his... A foreskin that he does not have. A bleached
just ongoing
anus.
Joke.
Something about fisting a mother and...
Okay, well, let's dig deep here.
Word jumble.
These are clearly defense triggers. So when you make jokes like this, is there something that you're... Why do you think it is?
Oh, because I just think putrid shit is fucking hysterical.
But are there certain like patterns to the moment that he says them? Do you think there's certain moments that he's avoiding?
There's nothing I love
feelings?
More.
You're
when
just hiding under your imaginary foreskin.
Right. There's nothing I love more than watching a woman take a baby wipe, pull her cunt lip to the side, and wipe the cream cheese off of her clitoris. Nothing more turns me on than watching her wipe the smegma on her lips as she's doing a line of cocaine and fisting my cousin Sally in her anus.
Wow. Wow.
That's a wrestling promo. There you go.
Dude.
That's what he does, man.
I know, man. I could tell.
What if he's your corner man for your fucking fight?
Okay, no.
Bring
now
Kyle with you to your fight.
I want
now
him
I'm
to
legit
fight
wet.
For me at this point.
You're legit wet?
Yeah, no. That's no longer cunt sweat.
Wow.
It's a mixture now of cunt sweat.
It's a, yeah. No.
And what do you call female
It's intermingling.
Ejaculate?
It's like the brackish waters, you know?
It's vaginal wall decretions.
Well, my right? dick's like a barking frog, so.
Ribbit.
Yes. Yes.
Ryan is trying to.
I make ends meet with my father,
here.
And we
he's
shock
trying.
On
I know,
a daily
I think he's
basis.
This is like a deaf poetry jam. I don't even know.
Hold on.
This is...
Well, let the voice of reason speak.
I know. Here. That's what he is. Yeah. He's in
now,
a verifying.
Yeah, yeah.
Now,
yeah,
say,
where
now,
the fuck are you going to take that off from, pal?
Wow. Look at this match.
Hold
it's
on.
A one-on-one match.
Settle down.
Now, see, that's what. I'll ask him. He'll just purposely do that just to, like, fuck with me. Like, I'll just ask him, oh, so what are we doing for dinner tonight? And then I'll go off on a tangent like that, and I'll be sitting there like, are you done?
Wow.
And then I'll be like,
Applebee's it is.
And then I'll be like, no, because I'm going to talk about spreading ass cheeks and pulling a giraffe out of a baby llama's asshole while fisting my mother while she plays the fiddle in
Jesus.
Finland while I shit on top of a cream cheese or fucking and it's just it goes on for like a good
and he's like
three.
Oh my man
and then I sit there and I'm like oh I love you but just shut up because I really want to know what the fuck we're having for dinner.
I'm
and
still
then,
hung up on the fiddle. I don't
yeah.
know why.
I'm surprised
like
he knows
diddler
that
on the roof.
Yeah, exact that oh that should be
so
there's the name of the episode diddler on the roof.
It's just
a good
whole,
one.
It's a whole different eating disorder now.
Yeah.
Now, it's having to hear that
it's. But it's beautiful. It's like
it's poetry.
If art could be words, it wow. wanna.
Before dinner, you get a wrestling promo appetizer. That's pretty cool. I like
you're
it. And what you gonna do, brother? All right, I love it. That's pretty
what
cool.
You gonna do when I come all over you?
Wow!
Fucking
damn! I don't know why I haven't busted that out of my fiance
because
yet.
She'd leave you.
She if I said what she gonna do if I went a Hogan promo before
if
I bust
you said,
nut?
What you gonna do before I come all over you? Kelly doesn't.
She would
hear
probably
that
like
shit.
That. She might like that. She would say I'm stupid and then she would say throw it in.
Do it on the wedding night.
All right.
Just come in her eyes. She'll get over it.
Yeah, I can't do that. I can't do that.
You can't come in her eye?
I can't come in faces. It's
any
not,
faces.
They've asked me. I can't do it. It's
so
just
women
rude.
Have actually asked you for that.
Yeah, and I'm like, stop. No, you're... No.
It's good for their skin, though.
I don't know. I don't know the cosmetic purpose. I just...
I mean
that's for
if,
porn.
And by their,
if,
he means mine.
If they're asking, isn't it
I know
isn't
if they
ask
they
game?
Want, I deposit it no. in their lower chute. You know, that's what I do.
Plead the fifth on this.
I give a full deposit in the
Shannon
lower
knows.
Shoe, you know.
Shannon
knows, but she doesn't want to talk.
This isn't her show.
It's a whole other hour and a half that you could dedicate to just come
and,
on Shannon's
and we
face.
Have nowhere to
oh
go. So
it is odd.
I think I prefer like the inside of a mouth to a face.
What about the vag?
Oh, that's great, but I think the visual of, you know, the mouth is good, but the vag is great.
The
my
visual
wife just
of
got
the
fixed.
Mouth?
Yeah, just...
Where it just starts blowing
no,
up.
No, I don't want
like
to see
filling
it come
up.
Out. I don't want to see it come out. I want it all taken care of on the inside.
Insulting if they spit.
No, just immature.
It's immature. You're immature.
Just grow up,
get up.
Who the fuck are you? Who raised you?
Wow.
Didn't
you're
you
you're yelling at
why.
Them as they run to the bathroom.
Like, my daughter was reading, I don't know why she swallowed a fly. I'm like, good bitch, read that shit, learn.
Wow.
Learn for the man you're going to be with someday, bitch.
You're very rude.
Just what I'm saying.
You're a very rude person.
So on that note, let's take a break. Let's turn the air conditioning on and come back and figure out what the fuck we're going to do next. Thank you.
I'm hot now.
Atomized.
If your first sexual experience is that traumatizing, it can only go up from there, really.
Wait, so wait. Yes. So has everyone at this table had a preteen sexual... Am I the only, I'm not
by
the,
a show of hands, so listeners don't know. But
I was sodomized at 7.
Wait a minute. Like with a penis?
My cousin.
With a penis.
See, my cousin got me too.
Your
not,
cousin
not
too.
So, I got
you guys have the same cousin?
That'd be pretty
Lance.
Cool.
Howie.
Lance and Howie. Interesting.
Those are two.
That.
Who?
It's like, those
are. Those are creepy.
Those are creepy.
Who? I'm like, those are the two creepy members of both
Howie.
Backstreet Boys and NSYNC.
Yeah.
Lance.
That's funny.
That
yeah.
is interesting.
Who
Lance
gets
and
molested
Howie?
By a Howie or a Lance, really?
The loose noose with Lance and Howie sounds really bad. All right. That's interesting.
Wow. So this, like, how, you were 7?
Oh, he's going to break
yes,
it down.
Yes.
How old
Jericho.
Was this, how old was your cousin? Like a teenager?
Like, probably like 15, 16.
Jesus Christ.
Are you guys cool now, or will you break his face if he walked in the room right now?
Fucking kill him.
Wow.
Cal, he's so cool. This dude's so cool.
How long did that go
on? I love
Cal.
He's so cool.
You don't mind me asking?
I think till I was 10. And yeah, if I ever see him again.
He's done. You're going to put him in the finisher move.
Oh, fuck yeah.
Wow.
Did you ever like come out and tell your family that?
Do they know?
Yeah, they're, you know, and they're just like, well, I wish I would have saw. I mean, hey, there must have been some signs there, but nobody was fucking paying attention.
They wish they knew then. How old were you when you told them?
I don't think I said anything until I was about 15.
See, me too.
Yeah.
I waited till I was like 15,
I was 16.
Scared?
Oh, fuck yeah.
Or you didn't know it was...
I don't know if I was scared.
I don't know when to bring this up.
I don't think you can process it at that age. It's kind of something that...
It's normal.
You contend with it. And like battle that for so many years. And I think around that age of like 14 to 17 is where you really kind of become who you are as a person in a very like pupa stage, you know, like you're secure enough in who you are that it's like you realize it's wrong. And the weight of carrying that makes you
somebody,
say something about it.
Somebody telling you, hey, you know, you're never going to see your family again. You know, keep that shit quiet, you know.
All the little threats.
Oh, fuck
you. Oh, Jesus. Oh, all right. Yeah, did you get threatened, Laz? He threatened you?
I don't think so. I think...
You just didn't know what to do.
I think it just, honestly, I was 5, he was like 13, 14, and it felt good. Like, I wasn't getting penetrated. Like, I was getting blown, and that felt good.
There was less at of five? An age gap, too, with...
At 5, look, something wet and hot on your penis feels good, regardless
but
of what age
no
you are.
At any age.
You were just like, hee-hee.
Oh, I didn't bust at 5.
No, I know, but you're just going, hee-hee.
I told the story here. I mean,
I don't know how it feels good if I don't
to be
know.
Honest.
I don't think
it
never.
It never even seemed like a big deal to me. In fact, I was almost thankful for it in a weird way that it kind of
made
helped.
You a better person.
I think so. But what really hit me is now that my son is 2 years older than how old I was, I would.
You would break.
I
the
don't
kid's
even
neck.
To look at that innocent child and see. I think I don't know if we all can agree.
That's my whole
I
thing,
think for
yeah.
me, like, when you're living and you're first person, like, POV, it's like, oh, I can survive. I'm me. I'm tough. But, like, to think about your kids, they just seem so helpless and new and good that if someone put their fucking filthy hands on my kids...
I'm ready. You got angry.
I'm not sure what
I'm
I do.
I'm ready
that.
For
you got
prison.
Angry.
Yeah.
Go, you touch my fucking kid, I swear it'll be the last fucking thing you ever do.
Right.
Wow. If anybody touches my cat, I'll fucking kill them. But I mean, that's just me now. Wait till I have a kid. That's why I'm scared.
So if someone slipped Sparkles the finger,
I did meet when I was in the dating phase. There was a girl, and Sparkles ran across her, and she was like, "Oh my god, what a fucking bitch!" And she said that about Sparkles, and I was like, "Oh."
And then she stuck a finger in her.
No, absolutely not. I dropped her off home at that point. I said the date was over at that point because
who are these? Like so many
talk about Sparkles like that,
especially being in the comedy scene. Like so many of us,
we can't take a joke.
No, so many of us have had these sexual like experiences or molly. Stations like who are these fucking people doing it? You know, because
supposedly for every case that the person gets caught and you hear about it, or you know, a person comes forward, there are another 3 cases.
Why are people abusing children like this? What the fuck? What is it?
Easy pickings.
Is that? Is it just
low?
Is it low hanging
inside
fruit?
The mind?
I mean,
I think
low hanging fruit. Look at you.
I've researched
this.
I wasn't trying to be funny.
That was clever.
I've researched it extensively, just
you Googled
trying
low
to like
pick and fruit?
Understand.
Trying
no,
to be funny.
Believe
Sorry.
Me, that nobody awesome. Knows about low-hanging fruit more than Shannon. Fruit. No, but I've tried to like understand the psychology of what would make someone do that, and I think ultimately what tends to be the common vein is just people that it was done to them. Number one, it's kind of one of those self-perpetuating disorders where a lot of people where that's happened to them, particularly boys with another man, sometimes perpetuate that, but anybody can. Or it's a case of people that have just been abused in various ways and have no self-esteem and feel like they couldn't possibly try and interact appropriately with another person on their level. It's kind of like that's the one thing all older people have a certain amount of power and authority over. Hmm. And it's easy to take advantage of that.
Fuck, wild. Man. Shit, let's all soak that in for a second.
I know, I'm soaking that in.
I fear it every fucking day, you know, just because my, you know, my daughter, she's fucking nice as can be. You know, all it's going to take is, hey, look, I got some candy, follow me. Hey, look, I got a new friend. And then next thing you know, boom.
Because, you know, your kid being young, my both kids are 7 and 5, and they still have that innocence. They still believe in Santa. Like,
fuck yeah.
You want to prolong that as long as you can, and when something takes that away, it's depressing enough that nature and that time takes that away. For a human being to come in and fucking rob that right. from your children, like it was done to me, like it was done to all of us here,
right?
I can't even put that into words how fucking, I don't think angry is even the right word. Like you said, I think it's time for some kind of jail term because someone has to pay for that.
Oh, fuck yeah. I'm breaking somebody's fucking
Now, I think
face.
It's weird because it seems, with no knowledge or facts or stats, it almost seems like boys get molested, but girls, like, in, like, the preteen years, like, the little boys get molested more. Am I wrong about that? Like, does it seem like little boys get molested more than little girls and then teenage girls?
And it always seems like fucking these crazy, you know, dudes doing it. You know, it's always these
women
creepy.
Don't do fucked up things, man. Like you were saying. Like,
well, hey, I mean, you had that whole, those Craigslist chicks who
what were they doing?
They were putting a couple chicks put some ads out, you know, hey, I got some baby clothes. And then a pregnant woman would, you know, come get the clothes, and then she'd fucking kill the one woman, killed the girl, and fucking cut out the baby.
Like, to keep the baby or kill
the baby?
Holy shit.
Yeah.
Some Charles Manson shit.
Oh, yeah, yeah. So, I mean, you know.
Did she then molest the baby?
No, she didn't molest the baby.
Okay, I'm trying to.
But yeah. No, I'm just, you know. And then there's been some cases where women are so much in love with some dude. That, you know, the dude's like, hey, you know, let me finger your kid.
Oh, yeah, I've seen a lot of that.
And then women are just like, oh, I love you so much. Here, take but my
why,
kid.
Why they help this, them procure children,
why does
even.
This guy want to finger a kid? I'm not, you know, none of us can, thank God.
To catch a predator, how often did you see a fucking chick on there?
That's what, exactly. You women know, don't seem just, to do deviant shit like yeah. that.
Teachers
I
do.
Think,
but that's hot. These kids are 16,
yeah,
17.
But still getting in trouble.
But it's not abuse, though. That's not abuse. By the letter of the law, that's abuse. Come on. I mean, that there's a very big double standard. We had that conversation that one night. Yeah. There's a big double standard where if a male teacher fucks a 16-year-old female student, that's a whole different thing in everybody's eyes.
You would give your kid a high five if you banged his teacher.
Right.
You said
yeah,
that.
I think so.
Yeah, but if your daughter banged a 40-year-old teacher,
it all depends on
you're
the
calling
circumstance.
The PTA.
I don't know who I'm calling.
You're calling somebody. You're going to call me and let
I
me know.
I think that's a little out of the PTA's scope. You might want to aim higher.
You might want to go higher. Well, you call me, though.
Take it right to the top.
I don't know. It's just fucked up.
No, just call me. Let me know.
I don't know. I mean, again, I'm not sorry. I didn't have anything hard. What you're describing. Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
I mean, you're a big dude. You ever think of punching a kid in the fucking face? Grabbing his balls or...
I mean, at that point, I was just, you know, I wanted to make sure that me and my family were safe.
Because you believe the threat.
I believed it. You know, at the same time, I mean, my mother was running around with a couple guys who were abusive, and they would just beat the dog shit out of her, and sometimes I got caught in the mix. Fuck, I remember one time my mother had a stalker who, like, was holding us hostage in the house, and my father had to fucking climb through the second-story window. I don't know how the fuck he got up there, but he got up there to fucking save us hold him down until the police came.
Shoot. Super dad right there.
Oh, like yeah. That. Fucking super dad. He's still with this fucking, you know, I love you, Ma, you know, but.
He saved you. That's badass.
What's your dad?
But your parents are still together.
They're still together.
Wait a minute. So
look at that.
How is she? So she was with other dudes while married?
Yeah, they never really got a divorce. She kind of just went and did her own thing.
And now they're back.
And now, you know, yeah. She's oh, wow. like, I need you. You got to take care of me. And
they're happy? My,
who's yeah. happy?
Oh, yeah, that's all that matters. Happy. Yeah. They're happy. I'm happy. You're happy.
Not, I'm happy enough to not kill myself yet.
It's a very rude statement.
You know, I had a little resentment there for a while, but after, it's just like, look, we're not here for long. We just got to love each other and get fucking through this shit. Yeah,
it's a good
go.
Attitude, you know?
A little scary attitude. We're not here for long. We're here for a decent amount of time.
It's not that long.
But you don't know how long it's going to be.
That's true, too.
And right. even if you live a long time, every single old person is always like, I just don't even know how I got here. I woke up one day and I was right. old. And it's like, we're all still kind of 18.
Well, fuck, I'm 30 yeah. years old and I got friends in their 40s who are fucking having heart attacks and strokes and shit like that. And it's just, you got to take care of yourself. Bottom line.
And even then, it's still a crapshoot.
Oh, yeah, with cars and airplanes and just shit falling. I mean, you don't know what's going to happen. Cancer.
You also can't predict cancer. That can just happen. Course. Fuck. I don't want to talk about it.
I know.
We won't upset Laz, but no, it's just a good message that, you know, no matter how fucked up it's been, it's always worth a second chance just because
it gets better.
You'd be sorry if you didn't do that.
It gets right. better. Well, this has been the most lighthearted episode we've had.
It was very heavy.
Oh, by the way, you know, in my contract, it said I was guaranteed to leave with HPV. How are we going to fix that?
Shannon's the only one that has.
We need to switch chairs.
That.
Yeah. That's all
perfect.
You got to do.
All right.
So now, okay, let's figure this out. Let's bring it back down to, you know, levity. What? How do we want to make these phone calls? I'll make one.
Yeah, you got to
do it. Who else? I mean,
that's you, dude.
Am I?
You're the Planet Fitness guy.
Well, I'm trying to like make it like so the listeners don't now fucking kill themselves. But no, this is good. Listen, I mean, we're all here. That's the thing. We're all here. We've all survived these things. We're all probably fucked up. Look at us, for Christ's sake.
Yeah, we're all fucked up.
You're the most fucked up, and he wasn't
even
touched.
I'm the most fucked up?
Well, maybe not the most fucked up.
If you're lucky, the trauma makes you funny, and you get to be a comedian.
I have anxiety. I mean, I guess I'm fucked up on that note, but...
You wish you were molested, you fucking loser.
You're rude.
You wish. I wanted to touch you.
Stop.
Laz is like, just let me molest you.
I know. He keeps, every episode, he was like, let me molest you in this episode. And I'm like, no.
What if
this? They benefit from it.
Before we do phone calls, can I ask one question?
It's the classic, sure. Not alone.
Just because I was waiting for a good opportunity and it didn't arrive. And so I'm just making my own opportunity.
All right.
I'm going to be that awkward girl at the party.
Fuck yeah.
So, again, if it's too personal, don't feel like you have to. But I'm curious, like, what are the logistics of your... Your lovemaking, like
we want to play by play. Apparently,
yeah. Who's doing what?
Who initiates?
And like, because it, you know, you identify as the man in the relationship.
Well,
Cal,
what you're gonna need is you're gonna need baby wipes and enema, depending on where the fuck you went and ate. And then you know, you give them the enema, you clean it up, and you're good.
I imagine gay guys don't eat a lot of Taco Bell.
Well, that's a lie. Tell him.
Well, I mean, I just had Taco Bell tonight. And,
that's perfect.
I mean,
clean your rectum.
Oh.
Well, usually I don't need. I usually don't need it.
You need it.
You're whispering. Nobody can hear you. All right. Well, you take a lot of massive shits anyway. So whatever. The system's always clear. But yeah, you just
that's an interesting point. Okay. Cuz like, okay, I even made it a point when Shannon was on last time to say I wouldn't want to like live with her or
oh, that's true.
Be trapped with her because
she treat
shit,
it as
like,
a pussy. I treat it as a pussy. If I'm going to go down there and I'm going to eat it and I'm going to stick my dick, I'm going to make sure the motherfucking thing's clear and clean. I don't
Good rule. That's a rule of life right there.
It
Add
is
that
a rule
to the
of
list.
Life.
No, that wasn't where I was going, but that's pretty good information.
No.
But like,
anything right, you're going to put your mouth on or stick your dick in, you make sure that shit's
Fuck
clean.
Yeah.
That's a rule of life.
That's a mistake I make all the time.
It's the coolest episode ever.
I never learn from that mistake.
I don't need any fucking twat cheese falling out in my mouth while I'm eating your cunt. I mean, seriously. Amazing. Clean that shit up.
You're talking to womankind right now. Right? Anyone listening who's a woman,
you're out there and you're a woman and you ain't cleaning your fucking vag, no wonder nobody's going down and fucking munching on your goddamn carpet.
Wow.
Fucking dust that thing once in a while, will you?
Clean out the old lint trap.
What kind of,
I don't need eggs and afterbirth fucking falling in between my teeth while I'm trying to lick your fucking clit.
I want to ask Ryan a question. Can you pass it for a second? Ryan.
He wants to ask you a question. No,
clearly, this man is fucking disgusting.
Yeah.
Just
please,
like
why is that okay?
Because I know at the end of the day, I mean, he's not serious. He wouldn't do any of
the yuckies.
Well.
All right, wait.
Okay. Dry hump a dead deer.
I mean.
It's true. There's pictures.
Did dry hump a dead deer, but
I've also licked a squirrel's scrotum.
Living or dead?
Dead.
Of course. So cool.
And to me, I don't. You know what? I can't tell you why it's okay, but for some reason, I think it's just because I love him so much that it's just like he could tell me he fucking shit on the steps right outside our house, and I'd be like, "That's nice, honey."
you still want the protein
smoothie. It's like any woman, though. All women deal with, dudes are gross.
Oh, absolutely. Like, and as far as the deer and squirrel thing, I personally always like knowing that I'm not the least attractive person my guy has slept with. So that's a forgivable thing.
I'm not gross.
Oh, yeah, that's at the...
Yeah, I did date a bunch of heifers, you're right.
Heifers like women.
I don't know how to say this, but if you're a closeted homosexual and you're trying to cover your tracks or whatever,
the classic beard.
Not the classic beard. You always got to find a fat chick.
And what, the classic beard. That's what I was getting at.
This is new to me. Explain this. Why?
Well, because they're just so fucking easy.
But do you fuck these girls? You have to go through the motions?
I've had relationships with fat chicks. You know,
fat chicks also...
I don't get it.
...will be less likely. They'll turn a blind eye to things that...
They're happy that they're taken.
Because they're too worried about trying to get some form of love.
Yeah, wow. Exactly. They'll turn a blind eye to a lot of things.
And if you're fat, you're losing a lot of chances of getting a dude.
I'm not trying to be totally disrespectful, but it is what it is.
Okay.
When, you know, they're easy.
There's that movie Earth Girls
Don't
Are Easy.
Don't glance at me when
fat
you
chicks
say
are easy.
It.
I don't want you to think like I'm trying.
No, no.
I don't want you to. I'm not trying to disrespect
women.
Yeah. I'm just putting it out there.
And you're not like you're the woman here. That's all. You're the woman here.
Right.
So he's looking at you as the woman here.
Fat girls are easy.
And you agreed with him.
I did.
You
took that point and ran with it. No, I'm the first person to say.
I see it all.
Speaking
the time.
On behalf of all women and fat chicks. I am the first person to say. No, it's true. They're much more eager and willing to overlook things.
They don't get no
as long
play.
As you're
they
there.
They don't get no play.
They want it. You know, yeah, you got to deal with a little fucking swamp ass down there because of all the clotted cheese down there. But
oh, Lord. That's true, though.
Baby wipes. This whole thing has been brought to you by Pampers Baby Wipes.
Yes, Pampers Baby Wipes and butter knives.
Oh, I'm never going to forget that imagery for the rest of my life. That's fabulous. So, okay, I have to call Planet Fitness. That's what I do.
It's your job.
If anybody else wants to, you're more than welcome.
It's you.
So I'm going to take a break, and I want to prank a fucking Planet Fitness.
You got to do it.
Thank you. All right, let's fucking turn this motherfucker on. I'm going to call a Planet Fitness in Lexington, Kentucky. And tell them that I am transitioning. And what am I doing? I'm asking them.
That's a really good prank. Cause
what am I asking them? They have to suggest.
Where do I go?
I think you should say that you are planning on joining.
Oh, that's right.
Or you could lie and say that you're already a member. And say, like, last time I went there, I was kind of confused because I'm in the middle of transitioning and I don't know which room I should be going into.
I don't know if you should say you're a member. They could look you up. I know they can look you up. So say I'm thinking about doing it, but I wouldn't know where to go.
They might be pretty clueless too.
Make it so that
you're true. Don't be a member though.
I'm not a member.
Yeah.
Okay. The transmission.
Jesus. Thank you for calling Planet Fitness. This is Deja. How may I help you?
Hey, how's it going?
Good. How are you?
Very good. Thank you so much. Planet Fitness, from what I remember in the commercials, you guys are the ones with the judgment-free zone?
We are.
So that's perfect. That's exactly why I called, because this is a little bit sensitive, but I'm in the process right now of transitioning.
Okay.
So right now I'm technically a man, but I relate to being a woman, and I'm wondering what your policy is on which locker room and which, you know, showers and whatnot I need to use in order to, you know,
right,
be a member of this club.
Right. My preference, I wouldn't have a problem with you going into the women's if that's exactly what you wanted to do. So I would never make you want to feel uncomfortable. But let me ask somebody that would know for sure.
Okay, thank you.
Uh-huh.
That's fantastic.
Have I gone too far now? I'm on hold waiting for a manager?
Dude, this is so real right now, and I'm like emotionally attached. No, I like her thing.
So
it makes it real.
Penis and breasts.
I have a penis, but I did just get breasts. I just got them.
Like today.
Say 2 weeks ago. Make it realistic, please. This is fantastic. This is very sensitive. Like I'm on the edge of my seat. I know, because it's real.
It's not real. It's real. I'm lying.
I'm believing it, and I know it's fake.
He knows the rules of life.
I do. This is a good one. And this should you should do a bunch because this is interesting.
It is so.
Hello?
Hey, how are you?
Good. Okay. So we don't quite know the exact answer for that. So if you call back tomorrow between 9 and 5, he can definitely answer that for you.
Okay. Just if it helps, I guess I will call back. I have my penis, but I also now have breasts as well. So I'll just tell whoever I speak with all those things.
Okay. Well,
and they're nice.
Thank you. I'm sorry about that.
No, no, thank you so much, and thank you for not judging me.
Uh-huh, definitely.
All right.
Bye.
Peace.
Believable, you almost went over the line, but you didn't.
Well, I knew it was the call was over, so at that point.
All right, go again. That was good.
You want me to do it again?
Yeah, no, it was really good.
See, I'm afraid if I get on, I'm just going to blow it.
You're going to be gross. You're going to be gross.
I'm transitioning.
That's kind of what I feel like I sounded like.
No, you did really good. You did really good. That was probably your best
word. Hold on, wait.
I think Mississippi would be good.
Okay.
He's calling out Mississippi.
Do you want to call? Do one of you guys want to call? Or should I call? I will call.
Pressure pranks.
I want to call. I'm into
it. All right, call. You don't pressure prank people.
Like that aspect where it's like you can see what kind of difference it makes, what kind of voice is on the other end of that line, you know? Like,
I don't think the voice has it. It's the topic.
I think Laz played it middle of the road.
Perfect.
Cal's voice is very, you know, masculine bassy, and you speak in more of a way where it might be like, oh, I totally buy that he's transitioning.
You want me to confuse them a little?
Yeah, you should try to
raise the voice. I gotta plug. Don't pressure prank.
Hold on, I gotta plug this fucking back in. Hold on. I took that out. Back.
All right, Biloxi.
Biloxi? All right, let me Google Biloxi. I'll just get right to it. What's that?
Like, how rural are we talking about?
You want to stay away from, like, don't go the one that's closest to New Orleans.
Yeah, because the closer you get to the big cities,
that's a good point.
They might have a more.
All right, you know what? I'm just going to call this one in the middle here. I don't care what the fuck it is. It's somewhere in Clinton, so.
Yeah.
Planet Fitness, Clinton, here I come.
Genius.
I've got so many different liquids in my body right now coming out.
You're calling Planet Fitness. This is Ken speaking. How may I help you?
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, how are you?
I'm just calling because I saw the commercials. This is the gym with the Judgment Free Zone commercials, right?
Correct.
That's perfect. That's kind of why I'm calling. The commercials inspired me. I'm looking to join a gym, and at the moment I'm transitioning. I'm not sure if you know what that means, but right now I'm a man. I was born a man, but I've started the process of becoming a woman. And my question was, when it comes to showering and locker rooms and whatnot, where would I be able to go?
Give me one second.
You got it. So this episode is going to just be a whole bunch
Literally,
of holding.
Will anybody know the answer off the bat?
Well, we have to call during business hours. I'll call from work tomorrow.
They're 24
hours. Huh?
They're 24 hours.
Yeah, this is business hours.
This is some drag working right now. Come on.
It's a drag. How dare you?
Because
I'm stamping
here.
No, I'm stamping.
Hello?
Hey.
Yeah. Well, I would say whatever your dominant trait is.
Well, because here's the thing. I don't want to get too graphic, but I have a penis, but I also do have breasts that were put on me. So I kind of really am split down the middle. I mean, I definitely throw like a girl, so I probably have dominant traits that are female. But I'm also not going to lie that sometimes when I see naked women, I do get boners. So I definitely, I'm confused, and I just kind of hope you guys can help me.
Okay, do you have a pen and paper in?
Yes, now I do.
Okay, well, I'm going to give you a direct number to call my manager, and he will be able to assist you further on this.
Okay, I'll take that number.
Well, the fax number is 601-925. 5559.
So you want me to fax him?
I'm just giving you that one, and the direct number would be. Actually, it would actually be the store's number. He's not in tonight. He would be back tomorrow.
Okay, so just call during business hours.
Mm-hmm, correct.
Okay, I can do that.
At about 11:15, 11:30.
Thanks, I appreciate it. And listen, again, I appreciate you not judging me. This is tough for everybody involved, so I appreciate it. Thank you so much.
All right, no problem.
All right, peace out.
Bye.
I think he was asking you to sit on the fax machine so that he could see exactly what he was dealing with.
Well, that's, I was going to say, should I fax my genitalia to you? But I didn't want to say that.
Can't say that, but genius, bravo.
Should I just do one more for the hat trick and
do
call it a day?
Do one more. I mean, I want to do one just because I think I might be able to get a better answer.
A Bible belt.
Do either of you want to try one?
If either one of you guys want,
that's
but
tough. It, I know I kind of want to go one round. I think I can get a better. I think
Cal
I can get
is
going to
go gross. I know Cal's going to just talk about fisting someone's twat right away.
Oh yeah, he's going to definitely bring like the.
I feel it's a challenge that no one's given an answer, and I think you could probably pry
one out. I
don't
think anyone's on duty right now that can give an answer, man.
Yeah, but they should. You know, I feel very.
I might be willing to do this one.
Do one. I'll do one if you do one.
But you can't.
I'll do one if you do one.
But this is not.
This is real.
Okay.
No, this is real. This is a real topic.
Okay, so he'll.
I'll
on.
Do one if she does one.
Okay, well, hold on. So here we go.
And I'm going to get an answer because it's a answer championship
right.
match.
So wait, you said Bible Belt? So give me one of the states.
I think that's your problem.
Surprise me.
Yeah, I don't think you act innocent enough.
Oh, your mic's not on. Fuck, you have to use that mic. Hold on, it's a change.
Give me Nebraska.
You're not innocent enough.
I already Googled Oklahoma though.
Okay.
Do Oklahoma. Oh, you're not innocent enough. You have issues with your vocals.
Wait, you want Nebraska? Nebraska.
Okay. I'm ready for the challenge.
So ultimately, the only answer we're looking for here is which
where to
room.
Go. Yeah. See if you can get it.
You got
to
talk
I
into
I
the
can
mic and the phone at the same time.
Laz is a quitter.
Fuck up.
You're so rude.
Thank you for calling Planet Fitness. This is Jason. How may I help you?
Hi, Jason. How are you?
Not too bad. Yourself?
Pretty good. I had a quick question for you.
Okay.
So I was thinking of joining your gym. This is Planet Fitness, right?
Okay.
Now, you guys are known as the Judgment-Free Zone. Is that correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. So here's my question. This is a little difficult, and... I'm actually in the middle of transitioning right now. I don't know. Are you familiar with what I'm talking about?
Like the transgender?
Yes, exactly. Gotcha. So I've been wanting to join a gym for a while because this has been a major life change for me. And part of that process and my journey is I also want to lose weight. Because I'm quite overweight at the moment. And okay. So my question is, if I were to join your gym, which of the locker rooms would I be welcome to use? Would you want me to use the men's locker room? Or would it be okay for me to be around the women if, you know, that's how I identify myself?
Hold on one second. That's actually a... pretty good question. I know we have one that we have with the key that's just like a single locker room. If that would be available
all by yourself.
I'm sure you can work that out with the manager, unless you were more comfortable with either or.
Oh, no, that's fantastic. So there's a private locker room?
Yes, we have one bathroom that we keep locked up.
That's amazing. Now, is there a shower in there as well?
That I'm not 100% sure of.
Oh, is there any way you could find out? Because I plan on using the gym, and then I'm going to have to go straight to work. So a shower is definitely in order
right.
after that kind of work.
Right. I'd ask the manager, but she's not in today. She'll be in tomorrow between 2 in the afternoon and about 10 o'clock at night.
That is fantastic. What is her name?
Her name is Michelle.
Michelle. Okay, so if I call tomorrow
yes,
and ask for Michelle, she'll be able to answer my question about what's in the secret locker room? Or
yes.
That is fantastic. Thank you so much, Jason. You have been in
an
immense help today.
Anything else I can help you with?
No, I think that's it for tonight. Thank you so much. I hope you just have a fantastic night, and hopefully I'll see you soon.
God damn.
You too.
All right. Bye bye now.
Bye.
Balls. That was awesome. Even had a funny moment with the fucking secret locker room.
You never even mentioned like which way you started, or you know. So that's
don't have
matter.
To. Don't have to.
Of course, you don't have to. God damn it! All right.
So we passing it around or what? You said you do one, but will it get to you? Want to do one? Give it a shot.
You guys
want to
go for
it? All right. So you got to give him that mic.
Bring it around. God.
No, wait.
Damn it! That was good.
Let's pick a state.
Bravo in the secret locker room. That was a great callback on a joke.
That was the secret locker room was very funny.
Fuck, I'm pissed.
Like New Mexico.
That mic's off. Okay, New Mexico.
I don't know if I can.
I'm legitimately pissed.
You don't want to do it?
I don't know if I could.
I'm pissed. God damn it. That was really good.
Composure.
Believable.
That means so much coming from you.
I know. I know.
It means twice as much coming
from you. I know. I don't like to admit it, but damn
again,
it. Bravo.
No press. It's all good. Whoever does or doesn't, it's fine. It's just
no, I'm taking it, but I'm pissed. The bar is, like, in a comedy contest, very difficult right now.
Okay.
Great callback. Believable. Fuck.
Yeah, just try to have a serious conversation. But say ridiculous shit.
You don't know anything. You don't respect speech.
Who's up next?
Are you guys...
You want to go next?
I thought
Cal, do you want to do one?
I thought we were going around. If not, I'll take the bump.
Who's doing?
Do you want to do one?
Give it a shot. We can always.
He's got the coolest voice in the world. You got the coolest name?
He's going to need the
headphones. He's got the coolest voice.
He needs someone's headphones.
Is he swapping? I want to hear this bad
boy. So, Cal, here's what's going to happen. You got to talk into the mic and the phone kind of at the same time.
Do you
want to
listen?
Oh, my God. I would kill for that voice.
Here we go.
Nice. Try to is he going to be mean? Or
away
nice?
From the. If you hear that feedback,
be nice.
Shh. Thank you for calling Planet Fitness Encores in Ladera. This is Armando. How may I help you?
Hey, Armando. How are you? My name is Cal, and I just had a couple quick questions. This is Planet Fitness, right? The Judgment Free Zone.
I'm so sorry. So I'm not able to hear you right now.
Oh, I'm sorry. This is Planet Fitness, correct? The Judgment Free Zone.
Correct. Yes, sir. This is Planet Fitness, the Judgment Free Zone. Yes, sir.
Okay. I'm going through some stuff right now, and I'm in the middle of transitioning. And I just had a question. That I'm going through the transition, should I be using the ladies' room, or should I still be using the dude room?
Well, so I'm so sorry. I'm still having trouble hearing you. It's so faint I can barely hear you.
Okay. Can you hear me now?
I'm still hearing the same amount of noise. It's barely coming through.
Okay. How about now? Hello?
Yes, sir.
I'm sorry, Armando. Can you hear me now?
Yes, it's a little better. Yes, sir.
Okay, I'm sorry about that. Well, anyway, as I was saying, I'm currently going through the transitioning process, and I was just curious if I were to get a membership, would I be allowed to use the ladies' room, or would I, continue to have to use the dudes' room during this transition?
Okay, I definitely see what you're saying. I mean. So what we would do really is we would go off of what the ID says. So whatever the photo ID says, we would actually go off of that.
Progressive.
Excellent, excellent. Okay, thank you very much.
Yes, of course. Was there any other questions you have for me?
No, I just needed to know, if I could piss in the dude's room or, squat in the ladies' room. Thank you very much, Armando. You have a great night.
Well, anytime, you have a wonderful night. Thank you.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Unfucking believable and the coolest goddamn voice I think I've ever heard. I had to keep my eyes shut on that one.
But just saying Armando.
I'm loving Armando. You couldn't ask for a better name for him to say.
Armando. Do you hear me now?
I know. That was so cool. You hit him with it. Do you hear me now? Do I got to go in the ladies' room or the dude's room? I mean, that's so cool.
Jesus Christ. Piss in the dude's room.
I can't. Wow! For the I feel like I'm out. God damn.
You don't want it. You're good.
No, I'm gonna go. But I'm very to, not. I know I can't hard. Match any of that.
What if I do?
Oh, he's going. All right, shit. Round table. All right.
Wait, what's that?
You could try.
Go to the mic. Go to the mic.
What's he's that? Going, man.
You don't need that
to talk.
You don't need the headphones. You just got to talk to the goddamn microphone.
I think he's going.
I mean, what if we do a female to male?
Perfect.
Wow.
Perfect.
There you go.
Yeah. Perfect.
All right.
All right, who wants to pick a state?
New Mexico.
Montana.
We just did New Mexico. Okay.
Montana.
Montana. All right. Montana wins.
Wow. This is awesome. This got really cool.
At some point, I hope it's you. We need to pick one of the states like Wisconsin or one of the Dakotas. So they're like.
I'll go to Dakota. I'll bust out the coat.
I don't think they have one in Montana. He's going to need the headphones to call one of those pairs. You know what? It's going to end up...
South Dakota.
Ooh, South Dakota. Okay. Bring it.
to the South Dakota.
Just pretend you're talking to Armando.
Armando. God, what a cool
Alaska?
Fucking name.
We called Alaska last week.
Yeah.
We could do Alaska again. That was a good call.
Bring it back.
Yeah, we could do the
if he wants Alaska, we give him Alaska. This is a loose news, baby.
Well, it ties into his jokes.
So can't be the same one.
Yeah, it won't be the same.
All right, so here we go. Let's do this one. Are you ready?
Man, I got to play off like a nervous
guy. So, again, you
got
to try to keep it close to the mic and you. And Alaska. Wow.
This is when you know the looseness is where everyone's that comfortable. Everyone wants a prank.
Thank you for calling Planet Fitness. This is Dylan speaking. How can I help you?
Hi, yes. This is a very difficult subject for me, but I'm looking to join a gym, but I'm in the middle of I was born a female, but I'm currently becoming a male. Now, I would like to know, being this is the judgment-free zone, would I be welcome to use the man's locker rooms to change, to go to the bathroom?
Actually, to be honest with you, I'm not quite sure how that would normally work out. You said you are a female, right?
Yes, I don't have my breasts, but I do still have my female genitalia.
Okay, right. So this is actually a really good question. Honestly, I don't know which way to go on it. I'm gonna say probably just use the ladies' restroom. Probably just because, you know, being as like the genitalia way you are female. I'd say you would just use the ladies' restroom. But as being Planet Fitness, we are judgment free, so we wouldn't judge you for who you are, who you're trying to be. But I mean, according to like your physical being, I would say use the ladies' restroom.
All right, because I was just wondering, because I have used female restrooms before, and I do very much pass as a man. So I was just worried because I would not want any females to file a complaint or call the police on me because I've been threatened with that before.
Right. Okay. Yeah. Well, I mean, in that case, the staff would know about it. If you were to come in and sign up, you would definitely probably speak to the manager and just let her know how you feel about the subject itself. So the staff would know. So if somebody complains about it, you know, they'll come to the front desk and we'll just let them know. So I mean, in that case, a scenario, there wouldn't be like a police file report or anything like that because the staff would know. So you wouldn't have to worry about anything like that.
All right. I mean, that's all the questions that I have. Thank you for being so helpful and patient and for not judging me for this experience.
Yes. No problem.
All right. Thank you. Bye.
All right. You have a good day.
You too. Bye.
It's funny. We don't need the Supreme Court. This guy can decide.
So cool.
This guy can decide. Wow. That good job.
Fucking fantastic, man. But everyone's fucking bringing A-game.
But the finale is going to have to be Mr. Dalton over here. Let me pick a state. Well, let's pick a state. What do you think? What do you guys think?
One of those, like Wisconsin, Minnesota.
Oh, please do.
Minnesota.
Maine.
Oh.
Maine? Maine.
Is Maine?
Oh, it was okay.
Maine is kind of liberal, though, isn't it? It's still in the east.
Yeah, it's more progressive.
Minnesota, but see, here's the thing. They're conservative but polite. So that might be a good combination.
And I think just the voice itself is going to lend to the endeavor. And they are very conservative and old-fashioned.
And polite.
There. So somewhere, like...
Was meant to be.
And we'll do Roseville, Minnesota.
All right.
Rose, like the color of your asshole lips. Here we go.
Thank you for calling Planet Fitness Roseville. Anthony speaking. How may I help you?
Hey, how's it going? Okay, this is a little awkward. This is Planet Fitness, correct, with the judgment-free zone, I'm hoping?
Say that again?
The Planet Fitness with the judgment-free zone from the commercials?
Yeah, what about it?
Okay, just because I got a little bit of a question, not really sure how to go about this. If I'm trying to sign up for your gym and I'm like currently in the process of transitioning. I don't know if you know what that means.
I do. Yeah.
I'm a man, but I'm in the process.
Right, right. You're getting your bruise in, right?
I'm like, yeah. I'm in the process of becoming a woman. I just don't know where to. If I was to go to your gym, I want to do this over the phone rather than in person, because it's obviously going to be somewhat embarrassing. Where would I go? The men's room or the women's room? Just so I know off the bat. Because
give me 1 second,
all right? All right, because I have breasts.
Just give me 1 second. I'm going to ask you a question. Just give me 1 second, all right?
Thank you very much.
Yo, black guy's got no time for shit.
He's got no time. I know, he said, what about it? He scared me.
Yeah.
Yeah, we play a fitness for about it.
Yeah, what about it, motherfucker? Step off.
I had to bring it back.
These people are not polite. No, I was wrong.
That's why I had to bring it back and go extra polite, because he was super rude.
He was very standoffish for that's a fucking why guy on the clock right now.
They say that too much cheese contributes to social disorders.
That's Wisconsin.
That's what I'm saying.
No, this is Minnesota.
They have cheese.
They do have cheese. We have cheese here too, you know, frankly.
I bet they have more cheese than we do.
They might hear you when he comes on. This is Master Frank calling.
This is fucking...
Hello?
Yes.
Okay, now let me just clarify this. Okay,
absolutely.
So you say you're in a transition. So if you haven't fully made the transition, you will use the men's locker room.
Okay, because well, by the time I get there, it might be 100% though.
Are you coming tonight?
No, well, not tonight. But I mean, I don't plan on signing up till about 2 weeks, and I have my operation around midweek.
I mean, if you make the full transition, then. Yeah, he used women's.
All right, because my ID will show that I'm a male, but if you look at everything on me, you're going to be like, woman.
Right, right, right.
So I don't know how that goes.
My answer would be use the women's locker room. I mean, once you make that full transition.
All right.
But just to be on the safe side, you would want to. I would suggest you call back in the morning between 9 and 10. Because that's when the general manager will be in.
And there...
She can give you a more definite answer. But this is just my opinion. My opinion, it will be, once you make that full transition...
And no one's going to be...
I would suggest the women's. But if you haven't made that transition yet, and you signed up, then I would suggest you use the men's.
And no one's making fun of me, right? Like, they'll get thrown out when I walk in?
No, I'm being dead serious with you.
Because I don't want,
I'll be outside, like.
Will they get thrown out? Can I say, like, this guy's insulting me? Will he get thrown out, or are they still lifting the dumbbells?
Oh, I mean, they're not. I mean,
because I don't want to get insulted.
I mean, cause actually, I've seen the opposite. I've caught a young Asian lady.
You caught an Asian lady.
I believe she's going through the transition, and she. Covers the sheet. I mean, it's real not noticeable, but unless you pay attention. But she uses the men's locker room. But she comes more at a later time, like 1 or 2 o'clock in the morning when the gym's less empty.
Okay, do I have to go when it's empty, or can I go whenever?
No. It's just. I mean, it's America, man. You can have whatever you feel like. But I'm just
in America.
For you, I mean, what you just told me.
Yeah.
If you haven't made, I'm just saying, if you haven't made that. Transition in the men's locker room.
When I get there, it'll
be
full.
Just being on legal terms and stuff like that to use the men's locker room. But once you make that full transition, then I will, the women is okay.
Okay. So if I go in there and they start throwing dumbbells at me, you will have them thrown out because those
no,
are heavy.
No, ain't nobody do.
Because that could knock me out if that hit me 20 pounds to the head.
I think everybody that at this location that comes in is pretty mature members.
All right, I don't want immature members.
And trust me, we're open 24/7, and we are fully staffed, and we try to be on top of everything, as far as issues, at all costs. So,
all right, so I don't have to go late. I don't have to hide under a blanket to go in and work out. I can strut.
You come in, do your thing, man. Like I say, it's just in the free zone.
All right, and I just got to wipe off my sweat, right?
Right, and it's been a couple of times where like a month and a half ago or so, there's this guy, he came in.
He came in.
seemed pretty normal, whatever.
Sure. That's good.
Then, you know, once he got settled in, as far as coming in on a routine basis, start harassing some of the females.
Ooh. Get him out of there.
Police was called on him and come to find out, you know, he was on the, a registered sex offender.
Wow. I don't want him spotting me.
Right, so. Yeah, so
that
I
would
mean,
be
but,
weird.
Yeah, but to get a more definite answer, I would, like I said, call in the morning time between, the general manager, she does get in at 9, but just to make sure she's actually here. I'll give a call around like 2.
All right, and what's your name? Because you're actually awesome, and you're very
my
good help.
Anthony.
I've called many other gyms, and they just said fuck off and hung up on me.
No.
But I was
no,
like, let me call the Judgment Free Zone place, because the other places, they do judgment, they said.
Right,
and I was
that's
not cool.
I'm being told, I'm black, so I don't discriminate.
You're
no
black.
Way, so.
All right, that's cool, because I went to Planet Muscle, and they said fuck off. All right, so I'm going to come to Planet Fitness.
So yeah,
and I'm going to tell them you were the man.
Here.
All right, man. Thank you so much. And I feel good. I'm hiding behind the shadows, and you said come on out. So peekaboo. All right.
Appreciate it.
All right. Bye, my man. Thank you.
Yep.
Wow. What a fucking angel that guy was. What a angel.
I'm black. You know, I'm going to just stop it so we can plug the fourth mic back
black.
In. We'll be right back.
Right.
Listeners.
You're back. Okay. So we got this.
AIDS.
That was great, man.
Did you say AIDS?
He said AIDS.
Armando has AIDS.
Armando, we had my fucking angel. We had everybody.
I don't remember my.
Your guy was great too. Everybody was nice. Planet Fitness really has some nice people.
Shit, I don't remember.
Was it was something.
I'll have to listen back.
Everybody was great. I remember there was no like wow asshole.
They trained their employees well. If we've proved one thing, and
no one got the spiel.
I mean, I'll say I think it might be a little bit off that.
Everyone, a couple people on hold.
They shouldn't have given you the answer. Like, they shouldn't have given Ryan the answer. You use this bathroom, and they gave you the same answer at first, too. So
you should use that until, you
I
know.
Think,
but he gave examples. He gave,
yeah,
you know, what
you
happens
probably
if
shouldn't
you
have done.
I don't want people throwing dumbbells at me when I walk
if
in.
If I'm that guy's boss.
But he's getting a raise.
Even though I told him that I looked fully like a man.
He still told you.
Still.
Right. He should not have said that.
No, because, I don't know if someone who looked fully like a man was just sitting in a women's bathroom or locker room, what would you do?
Shannon. You got a problem? If he's got, you know.
Who's the guy?
There you go.
That's always the line between a guy that's sexually harassing you and just flirting.
True.
Who's
what,
the guy?
Being in the women's room is flirting? Oh yeah.
Well, what's he doing?
I gotta refine my approach.
Damn, that was fun. I like that.
Well, they I think
really
we've all
good. It was
all,
a great.
We've all learned
it's
a
great
lot.
Call because it's not pranky. You need to talk to them, but you can throw little bombshells
and you know what?
In between.
I think this episode might have helped people. Now it can really help people.
Planet Fitness, Planet Muscle.
If you
highly
rude.
Recommend.
If
yeah.
you are transitioning
Planet Muscle, they'll
right
tell you
now,
to fuck off.
And you want
to
join a gym, you know which one to join.
I'm black, man.
I'm it's black. Like, you know I can't discriminate. You know,
I know, it's so
fucking
cool.
Spicks and chinks. But other than that, I can't discriminate.
He's so cool.
He's
a great individual.
He outed like an Asian client who was transitioning. You're not supposed to do that.
What did you say about
he
her?
Said we have an Asian
and
lady.
She's doing that? And what? Everything's
well,
cool?
Well, it really depends on how many Asian women they have going to that gym. Because it's
true.
Like, if there's like a shit ton of them, it's like, oh, well.
Is
you
he
know.
Talking about me? I'm not transitioning. Yeah,
but if there's like 3
right.
or 10, like, you know.
So cool.
She came in as ying and she left as yang.
Wow.
That's it, man.
That's the closer right
so you guys
there.
Have anything in closing you'd like to say to wrap this motherfucker
everything
up?
Was fantastic. What a great night.
I'm asking our guests if they have anything.
I'm telling you.
Okay, well, listen. You don't have to tell me. I agree.
All right.
You guys gonna sing a duet or something?
Go ahead.
Do.
Fuck off.
Fuck off.
That's it? All right, that's big words for a big guy.
Oh, here we go. And my fellow Ryan.
Let him talk, for fuck's sake!
Hopefully we'll do this again.
We're coming
yes,
back.
I think we should do this again sometime.
It was fun. It was different. I definitely would do another prank call. To,
oh, yeah. That's it. It's spreading like wildfire.
It is. Planet Fitness.
I shocked the world. Now swallow my protein.
Oh.
You gave the world a shocker.
There you go.
And now they'll get a protein shake.
Wow.
It's a 2-in-1 special.
Shannon, thank you so much for hanging out.
Fantastic.
I am honored to be a part of this momentous podcast.
This has been fun. We got to do it again. Like us, subscribe, share it. Thank you guys so much. We love you all.
Bye.